his van. And now I can't even listen, cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, my heart gets broke in half. But do I wish I could get her back? Damn straight. Damn straight. Nobody in his right mind her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The world mourning the death of Pope Francis. The Vatican says the 88-year-old pontiff died after complications from a stroke. It follows his battle with pneumonia. The faithful gathering for services around the world to honor the Pope and prepare for his funeral. ABC's James Longman is in Vatican City and has more on Francis's will.
He said very simply he wants to be buried in a simple tomb. The tomb must be in the earth, simple, without particular decoration, and with only the inscription of his name. We know now that that will be part of the next week or so. We don't know what the choreography will look like, but there will presumably be some kind of ceremony. All of that stuff is going to be worked out actually from tomorrow when cardinals from all over the world arrive.
Harvard University has filed suit against the Trump administration, saying the government's decision to freeze federal dollars in funding is, quote, unlawful. The administration alleges Harvard didn't do enough to guard Jewish students against anti-Israel protests on campus. This is ABC News. Stocks plunged today, the Dow losing nearly 1,000 points, and the value of the U.S. dollar fell as investors reacted to President Trump's tariff policy.
The value of the dollar, it's based off of confidence in the U.S. So if the U.S. has a strong economy, investors will view the dollar as safe. But the problem we're now seeing is just given the unpredictability of President Trump and the tariffs policy, investors now see the dollar as volatile and not a guaranteed sure bet anymore. So just compound that with the trade war that we're all seeing, that is why the market is showing that the dollar is falling.
Meta announcing it's making changes to keep younger people from lying about their ages on accounts.
Using artificial intelligence, Meta now says it's going to automatically place users suspected of being underage into a more restrictive form of account on Facebook and Instagram. Teen accounts were rolled out last year and limit who can see and who can message with a teenager's profile.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 38. Scattered showers to start the day tomorrow with spots of sun later with a high of 70. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, low 44. Early morning spotty showers on Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm. More rain at night with a high of 71. And damp and dreary on Thursday and with on and off rain, high 73. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny outside. Our winds are out of the east northeast at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 53 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
The weight of the world started crushing me, and my life came. I've waited on, the one I've been dreaming of. Now that I know it's hard to let go, I don't wanna lose your love. But what can I do? I can't make you stay.
Thank you. in crowd with the other ones. It's a different kind of cloth that we're cut from. We let our colors show where the numbers ain't. We're the paint where there ain't supposed to be paint. That's who we are. That's how we roll. The outsiders. The outsiders.
That was Eric Church with The Outsiders. And before that, we had Dustin Lynch and Jimmy Wayne right here on Country and Community, WRCO. And I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till the top of the hour tonight, bringing you some great music and information. And what a beautiful day out today right now. It's right now, it's sunny outside and 52 degrees. A little on the cool side for some, actually, but still, we're still in April. It's the 21st day of April. According to the Worst Floor and Home Thermometer, we have a temperature of 52 degrees. And yesterday, man, we had a rainy day yesterday. Our Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge gave us a total of, for yesterday, 67 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. So quite a bit of rain. And altogether, the rain from the total amount we had is 72 1/100th of an inch of rain. So almost 3/4 of an inch, but we do need that rain. Maybe they're talking about maybe some scattered showers tomorrow, Wednesday, maybe in the morning. And then Thursday sounds like it's going to be a rainy one, both Thursday and Friday. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll just wait till it gets closer, because Mother Nature sometimes has a change of heart and gives us, maybe she'll make it a little bit nicer than what it is. We could only hope. But once again, we do need that rain, so we got to keep that in mind as well. And we did have high school baseball on air earlier. We had it on tape delay. It was Riverdale hosting Ithaca, and Ithaca was up by a score of 3-1 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Chieftains scored 4 runs in the bottom of the sixth, and then Riverdale ended up victorious in that contest by a score of 5-3. And once again, thank you if you did listen. And I just have a few other scores that I found that I am going to pass along just from some area teams. Not many right now. Weston beat North Crawford 4-2. It was Portage over Poinette 15-2. And Westby shut out Gale Ettrick Trumpolo by a score of 7-0. And I'll see if I can find a few scores later. If not, I'll have a rundown of some high school scores at 10 o'clock. And then Phil will have, tomorrow morning, we'll have a full rundown of all the scores. He should have all the scores from the area from today in both high school baseball and softball, and maybe in some soccer too. Some soccer scores he may pass along too. But anyways, I just wanted to let you know that there is a Red Cross blood drive going on tomorrow. That's from 10:30 to 4 at the Reedsburg campus. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online to redcrossblood.org. Also, the Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be at the Natural Bridge store in Rockbridge tomorrow from 11 to noon, and near Alibi's Bar and Grill in Casanova from 1 to 2. All are welcome from the surrounding area as well. Southwest CAP is required to collect names, ages, addresses, and household size. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will speed up the process.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
WRCO 100.9.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories.
saw my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, when the lights sink down like gasoline. Oh, baby, need scouts, man, they're built for speed. Oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30.
But I hope I'm making you proud to know you're up there looking down home.
That was Jimmy Allen with Down Home. And right now our time is 7:29. Still sunny outside and winds out of the south-southeast 2 miles per hour. And our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home thermometer, is 52 degrees. So we're starting to drop a little bit. It's supposed to get down to about 38. But be sure to bundle up. The nice thing is those winds have died down a bit and stuff. They were kind of cool. It was kind of cloudy and cool earlier. I did wear my winter jacket here to work, but it's kind of warmed up a little bit now. But I'm sure by the time I get ready to go home, it's going to be a little bit on the cool side. And the Brewers, man, hopefully they're not tired out today. They scored quite a few runs yesterday, 14-1 over the Athletics. And they set a club record of 9 stolen bases. So, yes, a lot of run by those Brewer runners, 9 stolen bases. And they did score a Major League Baseball record with 6 stolen bases in 1 inning. So pretty good production by the Brewers in the running department, and they're going to see if they can continue doing the same, maybe more, against the Giants tonight out in San Francisco. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch for that game will be at 8:45, so if you want to catch it, you may have to stay up past your bedtime to catch the end of it. And we will have that, like I say, on WRCE with the pregame starting at around 8:10.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the 4 permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, 3 days of fun, May 16th through the 18th. Get ready for an unforgettable weekend of Morel Master Mushrooms. Great food, fun, and plenty of ball games, cornhole tournaments, and over 70 vendors at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. In between the action, satisfy your hunger with local food stands. And don't miss the Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer sampling at Sportsman's Lounge. A big thank you to proud sponsors for supporting the festival. Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meister Cheese, American Legion Post 85, Community First Bank, the Avoca Mercantile, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Come join them for a weekend of fun, food, and community spirit.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual smelt feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Save 20% every Tuesday on rental tools and equipment, big and small. Find the tools and equipment you need to get the job done at All American Do It Center's rental department. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, trenchers and hole diggers, lawn and garden equipment, concrete equipment, air and power tools, compressors, generators, flooring and drywall, even banquet tables and chairs. Rentals are always 20% off on Tuesdays. Visit the rental department open 7 days a week at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 38. Scattered showers to start the day tomorrow with spots of sun later. High 70. Increasing clouds tomorrow night with a low of 44. Early morning spotty showers on Wednesday. It will be partly cloudy and warm. And then more rain at night with a high of 71. Damp and dreary day on Thursday with on and off rain. High 73. And on Friday, look for overcast skies. Rain likely at times. Possibly a thunderstorm. Was a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 52 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Watch the world roll by. Don't need to know where we're going. Don't need to know why. Hell with the white lines. Don't read the stop signs. Just need a pit stop every now and then along the roadside. I'm a rider, I'm a rover, I'm a different breed. Backseat driver with a pedigree. Life looks better from a passenger seat. Pick up the keys, let's go, I'm a road dog. I'm a road dog. I'm mud on the back seats, hair on your good clothes, dog breath and paw prints, wet nose smudges on the windows. Love me a truck stop, love me a hotel, love me a drive-thru, finger-licking chicken if it goes well. If I know we're leaving, I'm the first in line. Brand new journey for me every time. Don't want company, I'll change your mind. Pack up the treats, let's roll, I'm a road dog. I'm a good dog.
your holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in a Bentley coal mine, and all day long in a field hoeing corn. Mama rocked the babies at night, read the Bible by the coal oil line.
She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her.
That was, sorry about that. I didn't find the button to my mic, but now I'm able to talk to you. And that was Sammy Kershaw with She Don't Know She's Beautiful. And thanks again, everybody, for making WRCO a part of your evening and keeping me company here during my last few minutes here now after their baseball game that we had. And, of course, we had in that game, Riverdale beat Ithaca by a score of 5-3. So, yeah. So good. It was a really good game. So if you didn't get a chance to hear it sometime tomorrow, we should have that broadcast online. You can listen back again on WRCO.com. And just wanted to let you know about a couple of meetings that are going on tomorrow. First of all, the 2025 season kickoff meeting for the Richland Center Church League softball will be held tomorrow evening at 7 in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. All teams interested in participating should have a representative present. If you are not able to attend or have questions, you can email the league at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Dave Turk at 608-604-0846 or Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157. Also going on tomorrow, the Rolling Hills Toastmaster Club meets, and they usually meet the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, and that meeting will be from 6:30 to 8. Meetings are held at Eagles School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or a Zoom link, call 608-604-7743.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Rolling Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
100.9 WRCO. Got an F-150 in the middle of the city, ain't never gonna taste the dirt. Got a brand new lift kit, Mossy Oak gear shift, grinding it out of first. Should be against the law, man. Saddest thing I ever saw, man. Please can't tell me why. Bad things happen to good trucks. How come the Lord Almighty let a Ford stay shiny and a Chevy just turn to rust? In a world full of people and all of their evil, that's the one thing keeping me up. Up all cinder blocks, grass growing through the dash. My cousin Waylon didn't make the payment, so the bank came and took it back. Oh man, this should be against the law, man. Saddest thing I ever saw, man. Please can't tell me why. Do bad things happen to good trucks?
just turned to rust. In a world full of people and all of their evil, that's the one thing keeping me up. Why do bad things happen to good trust? Chevy just turned to rust. In a world full of people and all of their evil, that's the one thing keeping me up. Why do bad things happen to good? Bad things happen to good. Bad things happen to good trucks.
Is a melody I wanna replay all day. Daisy Duke, sparkle boots, baby, you make my worst day. Champagne, no, you don't know how perfect you are, girl. You glow like them small town stars. I'm so sip every time you kiss me. No, you don't know how perfect you are. Your halo healed my heart scars. I'm so in love with loving you. Baby, your soul's gold as the ocean is blue. Loving you.
That was Ryan Montgomery with In Love with Loving You. And our time is 7:55. Time to wrap things up, at least for the live portion here in WRCO. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day and part of your evening. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be on after high school sports, weather pending. Depends on what that weather is going to be like. We're talking maybe about some showers. Sounds like we may be able to get that broadcast in. That game may be played because it doesn't sound like quite as bad of a chance of rain for tomorrow as it was predicted earlier in the week or over the weekend. But you never know. We'll have to wait and see what Mother Nature decides to do. But anyways, I'll be on right after our sports broadcast tomorrow night. And then I'll be playing more music up until about the 8 o'clock hour. Then there is going to be some great music for you during the evening and overnight hours. And also, I'll be back with a report at 10 o'clock with all the scores. And we'll have a wrap from Phil saying telling what happened in today's baseball game. And tomorrow, Phil will be on at 5 o'clock with the Light in the Milk House show. Phil will have some... have trivia, music, news, sports, Hank in the studio, his great brand of entertainment, all right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Taking us up to the top of the hour and ABC News is Martina McBride with There You Are. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And be safe.
Love we've made. Every time I turn around, when I'm lost and when I'm found, like an angel standing guard, there you are. Every time I take a breath, and when I forget to breathe, you're watching over me.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Rich. Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Pope Francis died today at 88. What happens next is steeped in hundreds of years of tradition. Details from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Eventually, his body will be moved from his residence, where it was placed in a simple casket, to St. Peter's for lying in state in the public.